Glitch Hoppy Beauty is brought to you by Alicia, Vancouver born, currently in San Francisco. That tune is called Hunting Season. Alicia is definitely known for the melodic side of dubstep with her glitch hop influence there. She's been busy. This tune, finishing up, came out about a year and a half ago, and she has plenty on her plate right now with countless releases and more to come. An unquestionable amount of collaborations. She is a wonderful talent, both vocalist, producer, and DJ. I'm looking forward to her set at Shambhala 2012. And once upon a time, she was a member of the Integrated Grind Unit, based here in Vancouver, back in the day. And if you guys are sitting there thinking, what's with all this slow stuff, but you gotta develop a mood, don't worry, it's Friday night, I know you want to party, so do I, but for the time being, we're gonna stick with local talent. Vancouverite Hexadecibel has teamed up with UK's Distal to create this gem, just recently released on Tectonic, based out of the UK. This is Buoyant. We'll be right back. Love the arrangement in that. Such diverse compilation of sounds. Incredible tune. Once again, that one's called Buoyant by Vancouver's Hexadecibel and Distal, based out of the UK, out on Tectonic. Wow, what a tune. West Coast styles really represented in that one. And we're going to keep it West Coast for a little bit here on The Basement. If you're just joining us, and you're a first-time listener on the show, I like to go through the diversity of bass music, specifically West Coast culture, and just how we've created this new sound. And we're going to move down south, away from Vancouver for the moment, down to California. This next one is a remix by Lowriders, which consists of DJ Laura and Antenne. This is a remix they did for Beats Antique. It's called Cat Skills, a little bit of a fun one. It's available for free download if you're interested. You can go find that at beatsantique.bandcamp.com. Here we go. Beats Antique, known for their kind of world music vibes. And, well, Lowriders is glitch hop, crunk to the max. So here we go. A little bit of Santa California crunk.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that one's a fun little tune. I think Catskills was originally made for fun. That one's by Beats Antique. And then recently they kind of put out a free remix album, so to speak. That remix that we just listened to is by the Lowriders, based out of California. Other remixers featured on the release, RD, Amp Live. There's about 9 of them, Mix and Blend, are just the names that stick out for me right now. Super stoked for Lowriders vibes. They really bring out a crunkalicious festival kind of essence in their live shows. I've seen them a few times, and I'm looking forward to seeing them once again at Shambhala. Lowriders, if you're unfamiliar, consists of Antenne and DJ Laura. Right here, right now on CITR 101.9 if you're on the dial, CITR.ca if you're online. We're going to have to take a short break, but stay with us. More of The Basement to come.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
This May in Discorder, sit down for a chat with local thrash punk sensation's new sensei. Get well acquainted with Peace before their new album drops. Find out if Weed the Band is better than The Substance. And discover the response from members of Prestronaut on the controversies surrounding bands and crowdsourced funding. As always in Discorder, get your healthy dose of venue news, Filmstrip, take a look at our beautiful calendar, browse the always-changing CITR program guide, tack up bits of Mark DeLong's art project on your bedroom walls, take in some reviews of music both recorded and live, and all the other goodies you know and love. Pick up your beautiful and free copy of Discorder at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, don't forget to check out Discorder at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Welcome back to The Basement. If you're new to the show, I like to go through the diversity of bass music, whether it's West Coast styles, dubstep, drum and bass, glitch hop, acid crunk, ghetto funk, UK funky, the works. Right now we're kind of going to the UK funky, kind of techno-y, good festival season vibes all the way. This one's by Justin Martin, also representing the West Coast, but down south in California. Known for his contributions to Dirty Bird Records, Claude Von Stroke's imprint. Really looking forward to Justin Martin's forthcoming business. This tune is called Ghettos and Gardens. Also, check out Justin Martin at Bass Coast Project this summer. Bass Coast Project, an amazing festival in Squamish, August 3rd to 6th. Basscoast.ca is where you gotta go. Great festival. Lots of these vibes. Stay with me here, guys. Justin Martin is not one to let us off lightly. Justin Martin will be performing at the Amazing Bass Coast Project Fantastic Music Festival in Squamish, British Columbia. That's the first weekend of August. Justin Martin will be playing along his brother Christian Martin. Very excited for that. There's a certain chemistry that brothers bring out when they're together. I know this because I've seen the Degas Sound Brothers, and their energy is just incredible. Wrapping up is Justin Martin's original tune called Ghettos and Gardens. He has lots of forthcoming business on Dirty Bird Records, which is also based out of California. Wow, loving those festival vibes. So simple. We are gonna start upping up the ante a little bit here, so bear with us, because... well, we're gonna stay with the sunshine. This one's by Pretty Lights. It's released for free on his label, Pretty Lights Music. It's called Drift Away. You can find it if you want, prettylightsmusic.com. And wow, this tune is made for sunshine. So turn it up, relax, and get ready for whatever your Friday night has entailed. tell from the tunes that summer is in the air, the sunshine has appeared, and festival season is on its way. Finishing up is Pretty Lights, Drift Away. Is another name that will be touring through BC's festival circuit. Pretty Lights has two sets at the amazing Shambhala in the Kootenays, British Columbia. If you're unfamiliar with Pretty Lights' own music label, Pretty Lights Music, make sure to check it out. All of their music is released for free. PrettyLightsMusic.com is where you gotta go to find artists like Dramatic, Paper Diamond, and more Pretty Lights, of course. Michael Minair, Break Science, the list goes on. PrettyLightsMusic.com, doing wonderful things for electronic music. And we're keeping with the sunshiny vibes. Night Riders, hailing from Alberta, Canada, will also be visiting the festival circuit here in BC. But for the time being, this is their remix of King Fantastic's tune, West Coast Synthesizer Beach Bum Gangster Music. True story. Here we go.
Landscape trick you into thinking it's safe until you take the wrong turn in the hood. West coasting, bumping my music, speakers on blast. Bye.
Southside Savage, Killer Reese the Great.
Excellent vibes in that wonderful remix brought to you by Knight Riders. We'll also be hitting the festival circuit, I believe, at Base Coast, Shambhala, and Loki Music Festival, all in British Columbia. Very excited to hear them lay it down. I love their glitched out vibes. They have releases on all the major labels in North America, so they have big things to come, guaranteed. Far-out electronica beat. It's coming to you, coming from DNA Beats, is what he calls himself. This one was brand new release on Secluasius. Not sure if I'm saying that right, but that's Starkey and Dev79's label arm to Slit Jockey. This one is called Hollow Tears, a.k.a. The Blap Man. This is DNA Beats. Those beats are far out. Space age. That is a tune just released by DNA Beats, spelt a little oddly. DNA E Beats is how he spells it. Wow, that is only one of the tunes on his brand new album. 14 tunes on that one. Highly recommend picking it up. The album is entitled Tangled in Technology. Tangled in Technology. That tune is just tangled between styles, and I'm just blown away. Once again, that last one was called Hollow Tears, a.k.a. The Blap Man. And if you were with us earlier, I was talking about a show going on tonight, Long Walk, Short Dock, a Vancouverite infamous for his amazing 100% original sets with an incredible energy, backed by a huge visual setup brought to you by Rim Visuals. 9 screens Rim brings, and then, of course, the Club 560 has probably another 9. It's going to be far out. Anyways, Long Walk, Short Dock has 2 full-length albums. He's been busy, both released on East Van Digital, based here in Vancouver. This tune starting up is off of his latest album, Bigger Fish Frying. It's called Patricia Comes Back to Life. Now it kind of starts very melodic, but it gets gnarly. It's a nice little twist. Long Walk, Short Dock, there's still tickets and spots available at the door. 560 Seymour Street is where you gotta go. Long Walk, Short Dock, by the way, is not one of those producers that uses software, really. He uses hardware. His live setup, his rig, per se, is just stacks. Synthesizers, tweaking, effects, mic, and then Ableton Live. It's incredible. What an epic tune that one was. It's called Patricia Comes Back to Life. And I believe Patricia is the name of his octopus hat. I believe. I'm pretty sure I had a conversation at Base Coast last summer where he said Patricia is his octopus hat. Anyways, Long Walk, Short Talk, two fantastic full-length albums out on East Van Digital, playing tonight in Vancouver, Club 560, downtown, 560 Seymour Street is the address. Definitely some tickets at the door. I'll be playing another Long Walk, Short Talk tune later on in the show, so stay with me. Very exciting stuff. More Canadian business on its way. More West Coast styles coming up. Very excited for the rest of the show. You have me here for another 45 minutes. And if you're fresh, if you're just joining us now, well, this show is called The Basement. And on the show, I like to go through all the different styles of bass music. Starting up is more Canadian talent. This is a Jello remix of a tune called Siberia by Monolith. And boy, this is a rave tune. It's big room, lots of energy. So if you want to get down, this is the time. And pretty much all the tunes after this are get down time. Once again, this is the Jello remix of Siberia.
We'll be right back.
definitely a harder one. Once again, Jello on the remix. He's based out of Toronto, Canada. Tune finishing up was also released on a Canadian label, Bug Eyed Records, also based out of Toronto. Gotta love the collaboration there. It's all about coming together and prospering as a team. For the time being here on the basement, we're going to take a short break, but stay with us. Lots of styles coming up. Going to switch and up the tempo a little bit after the break into some drum and bass. So stay with me.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Saturday night here at CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human with me, Gareth Moses. I'll be playing a selection of wonderful electronic music from a strange parallel universe. I hope you can join me between 8 and 9, and do remember to bring your jetpack. I'll see you then.
What do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
And as promised, we're going to start up with some drum and bass, up the tempo a little bit, get you moving, get you alive. This is a brand new one off of Shogun Audio, a fantastic label based out of the UK, making music that stands out, really. This one is brought to you by Spectra Soul, with Terry Walker on the vocals. A wonderful, just fluid, liquid drum and bass. Love the arrangements, love the drums. I love it all. Once again, Terry Walker on the vocals. She really gets you, really brings the soul and the heart, and just makes this tune complete. It's called Light in the Dark. So here we go.
I'm burning from the cold.
Some light in the dark. Help me spot.
love the vibes in that one. So deep, so minimal. Great DMB right there. Once again, it's called Light in the Dark with Terry Walker on the vocals. Spectra Soul in the production. Wow. Spectra Soul is kind of known for the deeper vibes as well. So as you can probably tell in the background, starting up is last year's summer anthem, Gold Dust by Fresh. Here we go, getting you ready for the summer. This is The Basement, and if you like what you hear, you can find me here every Friday night between 9 and 10:30 here at 101.9 CITR FM, or online whenever you want, CITR.ca. If you happen to miss the show or any other show on the station, CITR.ca is where you gotta go to hear the whole show recorded for download, stream, or sharing. Here's Fresh and Gold Dust. Fun little fact, this tune, Gold Dust, was originally released in 2008 as an instrumental, and then later 2 years as a part of his Kryptonite album. It was released with the vocalist Cecile on there. Incredible. So this tune is from about 4 years ago, and it's still timeless. Once again, it's called Gold Dust. And that was Gold Dust by DJ Fresh. Incredible tunage. That was self-released by Fresh on his label Breakbeat Chaos, which he shares with Adam F. You can also find acts like Pendulum on there, Drum Sound and Bassline Smith, Chasing Status, great label Breakbeat Chaos. Anyways, we're moving on kind of into the housey, jukey area. These unique styles coming out of the UK right now, that borderline UK funky. Anyways, this tune was originally done by Sub Focus. It was released on Ram Records. It's called Out of the Blue. It features Alice Gold on the vocals. It's a great melodic tune. This is an XXXY remix. Yeah, so Out of the Blue, originally done by Sub Focus, XXY on the remix.
She casts her spell. There's nothing you can do.
Techno meets funkiness. Wonderful remix brought to you by XXXY, originally done by Sub Focus. I love this tune. The original, the remixes, they're all wonderful. It's definitely worth checking out. It's called Out the Blue, featuring Alice Gold, released on Ram Records. Also recently joined Ram Records, Canadian Rene Lavie. Really, really happy to hear that Canadian talent is getting international recognition and signings. So big ups. We're going to keep going a little down-tempo on the minimal side of things. This is brought to you by Noah D and his latest contribution to Smog Records. This tune is called Through the Haze, featuring Riva DeVito. Nice little vocal number here. Deep vibes all the way. Noah D, everybody. So that tune is called Through the Haze. I've been listening to this album on repeat at least 5 times, and each time I hear something different, whether it's just a song that seemed to have passed by me or just a new part of a tune. And that one, I just noticed how there's no snare. Usually in Noah D's tunes, he, you know, has that big crisp dubstep snare. Doesn't exist in that last one. Anyways, moving away from the down-tempo, minimal side of things, we're going to move on with another Long Walk Short Doc tune. Really, really excited for Long Walk's show tonight at Club 560, conveniently downtown at 560 Seymour Street. Long Walk Short Doc, the bass-heavy techno mad scientist. Wow, this tune, also on his latest album, Bigger Fish Frying. This one is called Misbehaving. Rightfully named, if you ask me. I've heard this dropped at least 3 times at 3 different shows, all Long Walk Short Doc shows, and a fantastic response. So hopefully you feel the same way. Once again, this one's called Misbehaving by Long Walk Short Doc. We'll be right back. epic tune. That one has huge responses in the club. And if you're feeling that one, check out 560 Seymour Street tonight. Long Walk Short Dock is performing live. His set starts at 12 midnight. Finishing up is his latest release on East Van Digital off of his album Bigger Fish Frying. That tune is called Misbehaving. Wow. Just wow. I'm getting really excited for this show tonight. I've had the pleasure of seeing Long Walk Short Dock more than a handful of times, and each time just keeps getting better and better. I happened to have a nice conversation with him a couple nights ago, and he said expect 25% new material tonight than his last show, which was Whistler. So he's keeping busy on the productions, keeping things fresh, getting ready for Festival Circuit. Anyways, as mentioned, Long Walk puts out all his tunes on East Van Digital. This next tune starting up is also on East Van Digital. They've been busy, wow. They've definitely been busy over there. Anyways, this tune is originally done by Self Evident and Chatio, Self Evident being brother to Max Ulis. This is the Miles Away remix. Lots of electro, dubstep, glitch hop influences in this one. I had a conversation with him. He said the only thing he took from the original were the vocals. Chatio is definitely worth keeping. Anyways, this one is called Oh Baby Baby, originally done by Chatio, Self Evident. This is the Miles Away remix. Never know, shake hands. I don't want to get it complicated, so I'ma just walk away and turn the face back. All I ever want to do is sit and make tracks. Yep. Go, maybe take naps. Kinda get a soda harder as the days pass. Yep. What you bring upon yourself really ain't that sad. Look at life really ain't that bad. Go. Revolution never stops till you take stand. Yeah, work with a back till it breaks. This is the icing on the syrup on the pancake. We just stuck up in a stitch. They say life's a bitch until you're dead with a dug ditch. Married with a couple kids and a drug fix. Gotta do it just as long as it's nice if I'm taking a walk through the park. All by myself like a shot in the dark. Never been one who could afford a car. Rolling on trying to shows in the bar. Long as there's blunts in the pocket. I don't care what the diss is. This is just walk it in. You look so pretty tonight with that locket. Hold up the fire to light up the rocket in. Delivery. Told her it was gonna be hard to get rid of me. Mentioned before that the locker from Tiffany. Added to all of the fact that you're killing me. Minus and diamond the least. Shorty was something that's more looking for to be.
Take down home. Used to walk up in the school with all big style home. Decisions reasons is sort of important. The ones that you gotta make just can't ignore them. The makes and the choices appear. There's so many people that just isn't sure about. Often it's all that they wish to be prominent. Often I find that they're lacking a lot of it. Stuck at the bottom and climbing the way to the top. Some really vigorous, angles are limitless. Giving me media to hang. Be holy, somehow believe it. Got it. Yeah, right. Ready for the takedown, oh. Used to walk into the school all based on hope.
That bass monster was brought to you by Miles Away, one of the members of the Integrated Grime Unit based here in Vancouver. That tune is called Oh Baby Baby, released on East Van Digital. As mentioned, they've been busy. Tons of releases to check them all out. EastVanDigital.com is where you gotta go. And Miles Away also been really busy. Has some forthcoming business on Really Good Records, which is Matt the Alien's new label, as well as forthcoming business on Crude Records, another bass-heavy Canadian-based label. Starting up is a brand new Neon Steve remix of a tune called King Kong. Originally, this one was a little bit of a dubstep monster, like noisy, over-the-top, massive dubstep sound. Neon Steve has put a little funky breakbeat twist on things. Neon Steve represents the West Coast, based out of Vancouver Island. Originally, this tune was done by Datsik out of Kelowna, as well as Bear. This is King Kong. Steve on the remix. Once again, he's representing Vancouver Island. Originally, that tune is a little bit of a bass-heavy dubstep monster, as you can tell by the remix. Without the breaky fills, I guess you could say, it would be a lot to handle. Originally done by Datsik and Bear, this tune is called King Kong, released on Diesel Boy's kind of arm to, well, his human imprint label, called Subhuman. The next tune, we're going to take a little trip back in time to an infamous duo known as the Chemical Brothers. This tune was released in 2007, and it's timeless, really. Hopefully it rings some bells, brings some memories back. This one's called Do It Again, and that's what we do every Friday night. The Basement, from 9 to 10:30, we do it again all over. If you couldn't catch the whole show, make sure to check out CITR.ca for the recorded version of this show and every show on the station, CITR.ca. You can find all my info there and past shows. Once again, this is The Basement, every Friday between 9 and 10:30.
Do it again.